Think for a moment about neighborhoods in Fresno. Okay, maybe you thought of the Tower District or Fig Garden. Perhaps it was Woodward Park or Sunnyside. But what about the area west of Highway 99 between Clinton and Herndon Avenues on the north and Grantland Avenue on the west? Today, it's a checkerboard mix of subdivisions, rural homes, and farmland. And getting across Highway 99 to the rest of Fresno, and over the railroad, and Golden State Boulevard, and the future high-speed rail line, well, it's a traffic nightmare. FM 89's Laura Tsutsui reports on a new effort that aims to solve some big problems for area residents and give the neighborhood a new identity.
All right, Mikey, you're up next, or first.
Victoria Quesi Jimenez drives across Highway 99 three times every morning. Her commute begins at her home just north of the Island Water Park. She drives across Herndon to drop her son Michael off at school and then drops off her daughter Elizabeth, which requires doubling back under the highway.
And then I go to work, which I take Shaw, so it's a bit of a commute. I mean, not too bad. It's all within proximity, you know, close proximity, but just the commute alone, or the traffic alone, can add a lot.
To get ahead of the traffic, Quesi Jimenez leaves her house nearly an hour before her workday starts.
You know, my commute, according to Google, is 12 minutes to work, and it will sometimes be 30, 35 minutes if there's a train, if there's traffic.
Her neighborhood is situated west of Highway 99 between Herndon and Shaw. In that 2-mile stretch, there are no other streets that cross the highway or the Union Pacific Railroad. Quesi Jimenez says both streets get really congested. She's heard rumors of building streets over or under the tracks and about the long-promised Veterans Boulevard, but she's skeptical.
I wish it came sooner because it would alleviate all this traffic, but the promise, it just seems like it'll never happen because we hear about it every year. I've gone to town hall meetings and hear about it, and it's just there. They always say the same thing, you know, they need funding.
Councilman Steve Brandow represents the northernmost part of that area. He's been trying to make Veterans Boulevard a reality for years. He says it would be a critical piece to improving traffic in the West area and preparing for projected growth along the city's edge.
And what Veterans Boulevard is going to do is it's going to fly over 99, Golden State, and the high-speed rail train track.
Brandow is hoping to get the final $30 million for the project through a grant from the federal government, but it will be a while before the city finds out if they get it. City Council President Esmeralda Soria also represents a big region west of Highway 99 between Shaw and Shields. She hears a lot of complaints about congestion, but she's hoping the West Area specific plan will identify other resources the area is missing.
You know, people have to cross over to come to the grocery stores, to come shopping, to go to the doctor, because none of those amenities, I don't even think that they have a dry cleaner west of the 99. And so those are amenities that don't exist, and so people are having to travel across the city.
Mark Stevenson has been a general contractor for over 25 years in Fresno. He says the council members' hopes of better amenities and connectivity are exactly what the area needs.
You can see the area infrastructure east of the 99 is very cohesive and very tight. And you look west of the 99 and it's like an ink blotter waiting to be, you know, drawn. So the West Area Plan is ripe for input from our citizens to develop into a exciting community.
Stevenson predicts that neighborhoods in the area will soon include Silicon Valley employees who are living in affordable Fresno homes and using high-speed rail to get to work. Stevenson already has plans to develop affordable housing west of the highway. The potential improvement sounds exciting, and the investment will be a big deal for the area, but residents are still uncertain of what the outcome will look like. At a recent community meeting, West Area residents raised concerns about the project's timeline and their daily traffic struggles. Brandon White and Samari Palos came to the meeting together. Both say they relate to traffic frustrations. White just moved to the area a few months ago.
But I think what we're dealing with now is a result of poor planning from past city councils. I'm talking about going back 30, 40 years, you know, because they have a long-range plan going out decades, and now we're reaping, you know, the negative aspects of not having a proper plan 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Paulo says it's hard to see longtime residents so frustrated.
It's heartache, and you could hear it today a lot with some of the people that have lived here longer than Brandon and I have come to this community. This is our first meeting, so it was interesting to kind of see the people. Everyone had the same concern at the end of the day.
So will one road or plan make a difference to the area? Michelle Calvarese is the chair of the Department of Geography and City and Regional Planning at Fresno State. She says that it's possible.
I don't think that one particular project is going to make everything rainbows and unicorns in the area. But one road can make a huge difference.
Calvary says that city planning is a political process with a lot of stakeholders, the city, developers, residents. It can be hard to get things done with so many moving pieces and a lot of red tape to work through.
While it may seem frustrating, and it is frustrating, it oftentimes results in a better project.
Right now, the city says the specific plan may take a year to finalize. They'll find out if the Veterans Boulevard project qualifies for federal funding in a few weeks, and it could take a few more months before they find out if they get the money at all. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.